You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Michael K. Show. Super Bowl 55 coming up on Sunday. Chiefs against the Bucks. Still don't know who I'm picking. Still don't know who I'm picking, and I have not been able to decipher what Don and Peter are doing, and we'll break into that a little bit more. But now we get a chance to talk to, very simply put, the greatest defensive player in the NFL right now, Aaron Donald of the LA Rams. He joins the show. Aaron, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. And do you agree with me that you are the best defensive player in the league?
Well, let me step in there right now. This is Pat Cavanaugh's partner, and I will tell you that he's one humble guy. So, and I will tell you that while I would say yes, he's two words that we always say, humble and aggressive.
All right, so I know you're humble, Aaron. Is there anybody better than you in the league?
I think everybody is allowed to have their own opinions about things. So just people that say that I'm a pretty good defensive football player, and they're gonna say that some people gonna say that some might think a guy's better than me. So it's all in your own opinion type of thing. So
well, my opinion is you're the best, and it doesn't matter what I think. But obviously, most people think that. And let me just get to one of the main questions right away. What are your thoughts on the Goff Stafford trade? Obviously, it has a big impact on the team that you play on. So what did you think when you heard of it?
You know, definitely was shocked about it, but I'm excited about Stafford being a part of the team. You know, a veteran guy, great quarterback. You know, gonna miss Goff for sure. You know, he's my brother. So I'm gonna always keep in contact with him. I'm happy he get a fresh start somewhere new. And you know, I wish nothing but the best for him. I know he's gonna have a lot of success. I know he's gonna feed off this, and I'll be watching from afar. You know, so definitely pumped up to have Stafford a part of this team. And, you know, I know he's going to do some great things to help us win a lot of games. So I'm excited about that.
Do you know much about him other than the times preparing for him?
Yes, here and there. You know, I watch games here and there as far as just watching his play over the years. Definitely know what he can do, what he's been doing. So, you know, you're pumped up about that.
Now, your head coach, Sean McVay, is known of as, you know, one of the preeminent offensive geniuses in all of football. I've always been curious, Aaron, how much input does he have with the defense? How much do you guys even work with him during the week? Is he involved with the defense at all?
Honestly, he's in our meetings more than you think. You
know, really?
He definitely know the defense. Know what we want. Yes. He know our calls. He's usually, you know, if he ain't meeting with the offense, he's in our defensive meeting room, sitting with us, watching us meet or learning the defense. But he understands what's going on. You know, that's the thing, great thing about him, man. He's a football guy. You know, he loves football. No matter if it's offense or defense or special teams. He want to know what's going on. He want to know what we're doing, what the calls we're doing, what kind of defense we're going to be running, and the calls we're going to be doing that week. So he's definitely involved with it.
In that game against Green Bay, how hurt were you and how affected was your team by you not being 100%?
Well, you know, it's a big-time game. You know, it was a playoff game, a game we needed to win. So, obviously, you're gonna be down about that. But, you know, not being able to, you know, play at a high level or be able to play how I needed to play because of an injury, you know, limiting me from what I can do and can't do, it was definitely tough. You know, I felt like I let my team down, you know, because I wasn't able to play how I needed to play when they needed me. You know, the off season you train to play in games like that. You know, you work your butt off to be in that position to be in a big time playoff game like that. And for me to be down and injured and not be able to, you know, give my team what they needed to get that spark to help us win that game, it was tough. You know, that for me, that's what hurt the most. I felt like I let them down. You know, I just got to try to find a way to you know, get myself that much better, that much stronger, and, you know, not allow it to happen next time. So we'll be back. You know, it's going to be, it's a long journey, a lot of football left in me. So my main focus is just trying to do everything I can to get to that point and surpass that point and get back to a Super Bowl. So
now we're talking with Aaron Donald of the LA Rams. And before we get to the drink that he and Pat are going to talk about today, I'm just curious because we're based in New York, Aaron. So you the Rams faced the Jets and the Giants. You beat the Giants 17-9, lost to the Jets 23-20. I'm curious because you were up close and personal, your impressions on both of those quarterbacks, Darnold and Jones.
I think they're good quarterbacks. They're young guys, but they're good quarterbacks. They're elusive. They can throw the ball. They can do a lot of things with their feet. You know, they watching them on film, you can tell, but until you play against them, you understand how elusive they are. You know, they're not easy to sack. They're able to feel certain things in the pocket to move, or they're strong enough to not get let you just take them down easy. So they're strong guys. So I think there's some good young quarterbacks, you know, definitely for sure, that's going to continue to get better.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, the other voice that you've heard is Pat Kavanaugh, and you might know him, former Pitt basketball captain, so a great athlete in his own right and a businessman as well. And he has teamed up with Aaron Donald and Giannis Antetokounmpo to have a sports nutrition company called Ready. So what are we talking about today, Pat? What's the sports drink that we hear about?
Yeah, thanks. So our sports drink, I think the big thing with the sports drink for us is it's a super fruit-based drink with no added refined sugars. And I think that's one of the things that you know, I was talking to somebody earlier about with Aaron. He's very particular. I mean, Giannis is as well in terms of what goes in their bodies. And they've been able to give great input. Both of them were involved with the development process in terms of what they like to see, you know, from a flavor perspective, sweetness perspective. And at the end of the day, you know, clearly right now in the sports drink space, there's an opportunity to, you know, come up with a formula that will be beneficial, a little cleaner, and ultimately help performance, you know, when you're competing.
I've always wondered this, though, Pat. So for a drink to be pretty good tasting without, like, cane sugar, how do you guys do it? Is it just natural flavor?
It's a great question, and that's why it took us 15 months to develop it. It took a long time. So the super fruit blend that we use, our proprietary blend, that has a lot of natural sweetness in it from the super fruits that we use. Mm-hmm. And then from we have natural extracts that we use from the flavor profiles in each of the flavors that we have that pull those flavors in combined with the super.
It's interesting. I mean, Aaron, what a combination of you and Giannis Antetokounmpo. How did you guys get together? Was it just through this drink, or did you guys know each other without this drink?
No, just through Pat. Got the opportunity to sit down with Pat a few years ago, and you know, got involved with Ready, and then became, you know, a partner with Ready, because it's a drink that I honestly use a lot. You know, I ain't just here trying to sell BS. You know, it's something that I use when I work out. I've been waiting for the sports drink to drop for a while. You know, it's been a lot of, you know, trying to figure out the right combination as far as not too sweet. You know, you don't want to taste too watered down. You want something right in the middle. So I've been waiting for it to come out and for it to finally drop, man. I'm pumped up. So to have an opportunity to be a part of it, you know, it's great. And definitely when you talk about, you know, I'm huge as far as, you know, what I'm consuming and what I'm putting into my body, getting older, you know, them aches and them pains last a little longer. So having an opportunity to consume something that's not harming me, or, you know, that can help me recover a little faster, or, you know, fight inflammation that much better. It's huge for me too. So I ain't just trying to help sell a product. I ain't selling a product that's just, you know, that I ain't using myself. You know, it's something that I'm using every single day when I'm training in the weight room, when I'm on a football field, that I'm using, that I'm taking in and that I believe in. That's why I became a partner with it, because, you know, I believe in it. You know, it's a great drink. And everything, everybody wants something that tastes good, but on top of that, you want something that what you're consuming ain't going to harm your body, none either. So having this sports drink out right now, the Ready Sports Drink, It's great. You know, I'm happy that we out now and that we can share it with the world.
Well, Pat and Aaron.
And I think about the – I'm sorry. In terms of your comment about, you know, making sure it tastes good, I think we all know that no matter how good the nutritional fact panel looks or how good the ingredients are, if it doesn't taste good, people aren't going to buy it again. I mean, they may try it once, but they won't drink it again. And the only thing I would add, Aaron, is, you know, his approachability as a great role model for these young, you know, athletes coming up. You know, obviously we're talking about our sports drink, but at the end of the day for us, you know, we're equally inspired and motivated to help young athletes achieve their goals. You know, we always say it's not where you start, it's where you finish. And Aaron and Giannis both are really a great example of that.
Well, good luck on this rollout. It sounds like it should be great, and we wish you both the best. And before we let you go, Aaron, who do you like in the Super Bowl?
Ooh. I don't know. I think it's going to be a good game, man. You got Brady, you got Holmes, you got some good football players playing, a great team, great coaches. I don't know. I honestly can't pick one team. I think it's going to come down to the wire. You know, I think it's going to be a dogfight, a good game.
Well, let's hope it comes down to the wire. That'd be great for everybody.
Yeah.
So all right. Well, good luck.
I think it'll be a great game.
Well, good luck with the drink, guys. We appreciate you coming on, and stay safe and well, okay?
Thanks for your time. Take care.
All right. Thank you so much. So that is Aaron Donald with Pat Kavanaugh thrown in there as well. It's so funny to me, Don. You're making the rounds on Super Bowl week, and who do you think is going to win is the question that takes you by surprise?
I guess they don't want to commit because they know people on both sides.
But, I mean, don't you think that was probably going to be thrown
away?
Yeah,
I would think you'd be prepared for that.
Interesting. All right, so let's shower after that. Shower off, as we will, and towel off. We'll be back. We'll reset all the big stories as well. It's Kay LeGreco-Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.